Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here, so much more importantly, a horror icon, actor extraordinaire. He is his work and so many of his roles are so talked about. Pluto from The Hills Have Eyes has the role that he created there and just did such a wonderful job, has haunted people for the longest time. Also, you've seen him in Weird Science and so many other shows. Michael Berryman is our very, very special guest. Frank McKay here. Thrilled to have Michael. Michael, how are you?
Michael is doing well. I woke up and didn't fall down, and I checked just to be sure, and I had a pulse.
Well, this time of year, you know, we're talking around Halloween, you become a very special guest. You're always a special guest, and people are always thrilled to have you. But around Halloween time, boy, they love to get you, and we're thrilled to have you. Is that your busiest time of year?
It actually is. This month, I have a convention every week. I live in Florida now. We bought some beautiful property in the middle of Florida. It's just gorgeous. And we got in about 1 o'clock this morning. The week before that, I was in a show in Orlando. And the week before that, we were in Atlanta. And let me see. And this coming weekend, in a few days, I take off and I go to Niagara Falls. So the answer is absolutely yes.
Now listen, just so you know, I've enjoyed your work, and I know so many of the listeners have. What's your latest? What are you working on currently, and what are you here to talk about?
I'm here to talk about. Oh boy, that's an opening and a half.
Yeah.
I'm halfway through my autobiography, about 130 pages. It'll be a little longer than that. Maybe end of March. April Fools, no fooling. I want to have everything ready to promote it, and hopefully my manager will have a publisher ready to go. She says she has that, and on the cover is a picture of a four-year-old boy with curly hair, an innocent smile, a bow tie, and the title of my book is It's All Good, and it's from the perspective of this little boy before he had a head skull surgery. And then had a different look, and it's just chronological, and it's very, very honest. I don't pull any punches. I don't go over the top. Everything is exactly how it happened, and it's a good read. I've had a few friends proofread it, and they go, "Don't change a word." So I'm very excited about that because. Just turned 71. I figured I better leave something behind. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's my way to have my own soapbox. But I tell the reader that this is from the perspective of this young boy as he grows through the timeline of his life, and everything is exactly like when I was a young child. Well, not an old child. I'm an old child now, actually. You see things through the perspective of the lens that you have at that moment. Over time, hopefully, we mature and we learn and we assimilate culturally, and our lenses become enhanced. And that's kind of how I see life. Every day is a gift. Every moment is special, and it's good to be out and about, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I for one am thrilled that that you're writing the autobiography. I think I'm going to be the first one to buy it, and some friends of mine as well. You put together an amazing career. You really have. And I mean, I don't know if One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest was the first thing you did, but I mean, it was memorable. And you know, ever since then, every time I had an opportunity to see your work, I've seen it, and just terrific. And again, it's one thing to talk to Tom Cruise or some leading man that just kind of hit it big, you know, real quick, and just decided to pick up you know, this role or that role. It's not all that fascinating, to be honest with you, but someone like yourself who was a character actor and you perfected your craft, it's fascinating. And it's not your career is not the type of career that's just you put on some roller skates and just cruise around. You've had to work at this, and you've done a great job. You have to look back and be pretty proud of it.
I am. Thank you for that shout out. I was in a homestead in Alaska. I really didn't want to be noticed, so to speak. When I became an adult, it was a lot easier to deal with. When you're a child, it's a lot different if you're the chicken with the speck on it, so to speak. So it's an amazing journey. Yes, I got discovered by George Powell when I left college. I didn't have a full degree. I had to change careers for medical reasons. I couldn't be a veterinarian. The ends of my fingers didn't work well enough to apply them to the craft of being a veterinarian. I loved what I studied, but I go, it would be a disservice. So what else am I going to do? I tried to, I was almost a chef, but then, kitchens get too hot. I can't do that anymore. Didn't have funding. I didn't have a scholarship when I left college. Left for college. I had a couple hundred bucks in savings bonds. And I mean, my dad was a doctor, my mother a nurse. We lived in Santa Monica on the west side. We had a nice house. But when I came home from college and didn't have a regular job, my mom, God bless her, was well intentioned, but she was bipolar. And the bottom line was, I was not allowed to live in the house I grew up in. It was like a five-bedroom house. I lived in a tent in the backyard. So I said, well, enough of this. So me and my dog lived in my Chevy van, and I would, you know, live in campgrounds, go surfing, stay at the beach, try odd jobs. And I was just kind of floundering along going, hey, what am I going to do? What am I, you know, what on earth am I going to do? And I had a little gift shop in Venice Beach with a friend. And a gentleman walked in at the store, and he changed my life, gave me an opportunity. He walked up to me, and he, you know how they put their hands with the thumbs to where it looks like a frame?
Yep.
And they put it in front of your face, and he did that. And he said, are you an actor? And I mimicked him. I go, no, I am not an actor. Who are you? And he said, well, my son owns this antique store across the street, and they told me that you had this different look, and I think you're the perfect look to play the coroner in a movie called Doc Savage with Ron Ely. And I said, I read those books. That's a pretty neat story, but I'm not an actor. I'm out of here, dude. So once I get enough money, I'm going to go homestead in Alaska and find some kind of work where it's cool and I don't have heat issues. And he just sort of shushed me a little bit, and he said, call my office. And he hands me a card that said Warner Brothers, and it said George Powell, producer.
Wow.
And then I babbled at him. I said, do you know who you are? You made War of the Worlds. You're in the center of the earth, the time machine. And then he shushed me, and he said, please, just be in my movie. And if anything comes of this, promise me that you'll always say that you were discovered by George Powell.
Wow.
Like going to the pharmacy in Bel Air where, you know, people get an ice cream. They want to be discovered. I didn't want to be discovered, so I've always kept my promise to George. And whenever I get a residual check for 38 cents, or sometimes they're 38 cents, and I always do a little shout out to George Powell. Every interview, I always start with saying, "Oh, thank you, George. You saved my life. I have a pension. My family has health insurance." So George just turned my world upside down in a very wonderful way.
Amazing. Yours is an underdog story, and this should be a movie. And I can't wait till the autobiography comes out. But Michael Berryman, I know you're on a run. Love to have you for a much longer interview one of these days. And congratulations on all your great work, and thank you very much for being here.
Thank you. It's great to be on the air with you. And to all your listeners, have a great day. Be kind to one another, and long may you run.
You're the best, Michael. Thank you very much.
Cheers, brother.
And to everybody out there, Michael Berryman has been our very special guest, a wonderful actor, and he has not had it, handed to him on a silver platter. He's worked at this, and he's really worked on his craft. And again, I keep pointing to a couple of the films, The Hills Have Eyes. He was absolutely terrific in that franchise. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, wonderful there. But, I mean, there's so much more. Go to his IMDb, and you're going to see a long list of movies and shows that Michael Berryman has appeared in. He is an underdog story. And when this book comes out, I want to get him on for a much longer piece. Wonderful actor. He sounds like a great guy. First time we're talking. But again, check him out at the Chiller shows and all the conventions that are all coming up. Michael Berryman, a wonderful story and a wonderful actor. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you all next time on Breaking It Down.